All right, we're back with the start of the second period. As still having a little bit of a technical problem, but they had a little peewee hockey thing there between first and second. But anyway, the goals. I'm Rick Moore once again with Phil Stacey, Salem Evening News Sports Editor. Goals from Dan Mento, both of them. And you figured out that Connor Patel got the goal on that second one. But Mento, the difference in this game.
Absolutely. You're saying that Patel had the goal in the second one?
No, the assist.
I might have said that,
but
you did, okay.
Because my mind isn't quite here. But
no, that's all right. Yeah. No, he absolutely was. I think we alluded to that reach and skating ability of Mentos in the first period. On that second goal, it was real beauty. Put the puck through the defenseman's legs, used his long reach to get control of the puck and got Pulisky to commit before putting it up high. And as you noted, on the shorthanded goal that kicked things off tonight, that was just a great job of forechecking on his part. Stole the puck from Pulisky out front, quick little move, then buried a backhand upstairs. So that's been the difference. But let's not forget that Gloucester has had their chances in the first period. I mean, you saw Costanza had a great shot about 3.5 minutes in that sailed wide of the net. It was one timer there. You had a breakaway save by Bublik on a Costanza breakaway there later in the period. So they've had some chances. Enos had a chance of his own out front there, and the younger Pulisky, Brendan Pulisky, had a great shot from the right point that Bublik followed all the way through traffic and got that right pad on for the save. So Gloucester needs to stay with their game plan. We hear from our vantage point here, Rick, we hear both coaches yelling out a lot of systems to their teams, what they want them doing. I think Gloucester really needs to stick with their game plan, at least offensively, if they want to get on the scoreboard here.
Well, they need to do something because Danvers, with the 2-0 lead, has had breakout after breakout after breakout. And Alex Enos for Gloucester has been the offense and the defense up to this point. He has made a couple of terrific checks on Mento breaking out of the zone.
Yeah.
And actually Mento into the Gloucester zone. And Enos goes up to about his shoulders. But he's done a terrific job on him.
Yeah, well, I say stick with what you're doing offensively. I would say defensively is another story. You want to tighten up a little bit there. Awful lot of odd man rushes the second half of that first period for Danvers. 2-on-1s, 3-on-2, a lot of open space for them to skate. I'd like to see those defensemen a la Enos step up and be physical with the Danvers forwards before they can create something down below the dots.
Still waiting for the Falcons to come back onto the ice. Gloucester has done their stretching, and they're getting ready for the second period. There will be 1 minute 22 seconds remaining in the penalty to Danvers' Nick DeSciullo, who was called off for tripping. What did you get for shots, Phil?
I had 8-7 for the
really?
Falcons that period, yeah.
It seems like it's much, much more. That's wild.
But I also had Danvers blocking 6 shots that period.
Oh,
so,
okay. Wow.
Gloucester, again, first 6-7 minutes, they held the edge, I thought, and at least shots attempted, but Danvers doing a nice job getting down in front of those pucks. A lot of pucks bouncing off a shin pad.
All right, Enos and Mento still have to serve their matching penalties. Those will be up momentarily. And we have 1:22 left to go in the penalty to DeSciullo, as we pointed out. So it will be 5-on-4.
Now, Mr. Mento is going to get some nice kudos because he just let me know there wasn't a second assist on that second goal. The freshman, Christian DiMiglio, with his first varsity point. So thank you to Tommy Mento for letting us know that. Of course, he's still in the penalty box, but took the time to let us know here.
Yeah. He might be an aspiring sports writer.
Yeah,
there,
I was going to say, he'll definitely get some love in the Blue Line Report.
There you go. All right, so we are underway, and Gloucester is trying to form it up. They have a 5-on-4 for the next minute 8. But remember, Mento got the shorthanded goal. He's not out there at the moment. But Rob Tibbetts is, and he breaks it out. Here's a 2-on-1 for the Falcons shorthanded, and it's broken up inside the Gloucester zone. Bodies flying all over the place.
Odd man rush here for Gloucester now when Tibbetts gets back. But
Liam Lyons with it, drops it back for Costanzo closing. It's tipped wide and up out of the rink.
And that's what we saw a lot of, I thought. Clogged passing lanes, which you saw there by Tibbetts. Got his stick down on the ice at an angle, so that puck was tipped up out of play. If they're not blocking shots, they're creating traffic so that Gloucester does not have a clear lane to Bublik.
Brendan Pulisky being very aggressive on defense at the moment. Lyons can't get the puck. It's cleared out and easily cleared out of the zone by the Falcons all the way down to Pulisky, who's out of the net. Undecisive. He finally fires it around the boards and gets it over to Eric Chalmers. And forechecking is Tibbetts. Gloucester having a hard time to get out of their own end with 25 seconds left in the penalty. In the man advantage, I should say. Leon Lyons. Lyons leaves it, but clear out of the zone once again easily by Pertel. That brings the penalty down. 13 seconds remaining on Mentos. Oh, I'm sorry, on DeShulos. Looks like Enos and Mento are serving a major or a double minor. I don't know. Don't see it up there.
No, he's out.
DeShulos out. It's 5-on-5, but these two guys are still...
Yeah, matching Bynets for the roughing. They'll wait till the whistle.
Okay. All right, puck just kind of trickles in on Bublik. And now Enos and Mento return to the ice for their respective teams. No damage done at all by that Gloucester power play.
No, although, you know what, though? That was a sneaky play because he worked his way out of the corner and Bublik was at the opposite end of the goal mouth. He had to get across quickly before that just slid in. It seemed innocuous, but that could have been problematic.
I love it when sports writers use words like innocuous. I do. That's cool.
Geez.
Hey.
That helps having a wife as an English teacher.
There you go. Well. I love it. All right. So we're back at full strength with a minute and a half gone by. Through a screen shot. Oh-hoo! Dangerous save along the ice by Bublik as that shot was by Mondello through a maze of players, but Falcons have it, and they get it out of the zone. Mondello fighting for it at center ice and wins the fight away from Pertel. Falcons regroup in their own zone. Kept in at that left point by Jared Morris, getting some ice time. I believe he's a freshman. And it will
he
be
is,
icing.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
And you know what? I see the fisherman coming out with a little more purpose this period. As you'd expect, you know, 15 minutes in the books. They find themselves down. You certainly don't want to get down more than two goals if you're the home team at this point. So, without question, a little bit more purpose in their stride, a little bit more aggressiveness. They want to keep this up.
So, the play is in the Danvers end. A little ragged once again, and finally the Falcons will bring it out. Looks like it's Mullaney. Well, it's kept right back in by Costanzo. Sal Costanzo for Gloucester, but now Purcell gets it out. I'm sorry, it's Tibbetts. Tibbetts line out there with DeShulio and McEachern across the line. Tibbetts blasting down that left wing side. He's checked into the boards by Enos behind the cage, but Tibbetts comes right away with it, looking to center it. Drops it back to the left point to Colin Desmond. Return feed to Tibbetts goes too far wide, cleared away by Gloucester. Over to the sideboards by Eddie Mahoney.
Danvers as a whole is not a big team, but Tibbetts stands out as a bigger player out there.
Turnover right in the slot, and McEachern fell down. Still in the Danvers end. Finally just chipped out to center ice.
Gloucester end, yep, you're right.
Wait about 3 minutes so far. 2-0, Falcons, Mento, both goals back in that first period. Period number two at Talbot Rink in Gloucester. We got a penalty coming up on...
Gloucester's first penalty.
Yep. Wow, Mento with a wrist shot from the blue line. That was a blistering shot. And here's the penalty.
I think he was trying to get it in deep for Pertel to get possession of so they could get Bublik on the ice with the extra skater, but Enos was there to corral it.
3:25. Fisherman get the penalty. Brendan Pulisky. Well, Danvers already has a shorthanded goal. Let's see what they do on the power play. They win the draw. Comes back to the left point to Matt Taylor. Slides it over to the right side to Desmond. Back to Taylor. Down low, left side. And back to Taylor's center point. Return feed in the slot. Tipped aside by Pertel. Goes just wide as he redirected it.
And Pulisky was very lucky there. Wasn't set, and the puck almost trickled by his left pad.
Pertel is who I'm trying to say. There's a shot from point-blank range. Save by, as Mento put it on. Comes back out to the point. Taylor keeps it in, hustling to do it. 58 seconds left in the power play. It's all Danvers. They're just playing catch right now. Mento closing, gets the feed off his skates, goes into the right-wing corner.
Pertel just put that on the wrong part of his stick. He was looking for that one-timer off the off-wing.
Center point. Taylor closing to Pertel. Cleared away by Gloucester. They finally got the puck on him. as it went to Luke Harris, and he scaled it down. 33 seconds left in the power play.
And you can see they're trying to ride the hot hand here, Mento.
Oh, yeah.
Find him alone.
Pertel blistering down the middle, fires it, save. Goes behind the cage. Polisky made the save as Pertel put it on. We got a Falcon who can't get up.
That's Mento.
Yeah. Did he? I didn't see what happened.
I believe he got speared.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Yeah.
And they didn't see it?
He is struggling to the bench. Yeah, he was.
And they didn't see it?
No, nobody saw it. Open ice. He is really doubled over in pain on
that's
the bench
not
here.
Good. I hate to see that.
He essentially had to crawl onto the bench, and we can see him here with assistant coach Paul Butler is trying to help him.
DeChulio.
Just kind of catch his breath, I think.
DeChulio with the wrist shot. Save was made by Polisky as there is a stoppage in play. Well, I wish they had seen that, whoever did. Well, apparently they did, and we do have a penalty here. Oh, no, that's Polisky's is over, I'm sorry.
All right, it looks like he's caught his breath, so he's all right.
Okay, that's good. All right, play resumes in the Gloucester end. Everybody is at full strength. From the left point, a knuckleball shot. Save is made by Bublik. But that was kind of a weird shot by Costanzo at the left point.
I couldn't tell if he misshot that or if it just kind of tripped along the ice.
That was weird.
You know, no bad shots, right? I mean, if that goes in, nobody's going to know it's a knuckleball. That could be a 95-mile-an-hour heater.
Hey, what does Trump say? No bad publicity?
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
He might prove us wrong, but you never know.
Yeah. A little more than 5 minutes in the second period. 2-0 the score. Both scores coming by the Falcons' Tom Mento in the first period. All kinds of chippiness out here. Closing. Mento once again leaves it rebound. And it's cleared away. Steals it. Here we go. 2-on-none. And the shot is saved by Polisky. There's a goal. Oh, my God. It got right behind him. And it was cleared away.
That was DiMeglio going for his first varsity goal.
Yeah. DiMeglio and Mento were all over Polisky. And here we go again. Pertel down the slot. He shoots it up over the goal.
I almost picked that top right corner, too, Rick.
It is all Danvers. That first line is just... firing away. Point-blank range. Another one goes wide. Goes back to the right point. Chris Mullaney with it. Sends it into the corner right. Centering pass. Mento can hook up with DiMeglio. Puck is loose behind the cage. Mento with it. Drops it back to the left point. Desmond closes. Here we go. Shot blocked out in front as Pertel was about 6 feet away. And it's all Danvers.
I'm not kidding when I say that... They could have had three goals on that one shift.
Oh, yeah.
Chance after you'd think they were on the power play there. Gloucester's really going to do something to tighten up defensively, get the puck out of the zone, and relieve some of the pressure on Polisky.
Once again, the faceoff to the left of Polisky. Justin Nadeau out there with Jared Massiz and Cooper Adrian. Third line for Danvers. Haven't seen much of them tonight, if at all.
This is... certainly their first shift of this period, maybe about the fourth of the game.
Okay. Gloucester trying to put some pressure on against this line. Luke Harris tried to stuff it, but the Falcons bring it out, clear it away. Eric Chalmers will come back and get it, send it back to center ice. Collected at the Gloucester line by the Danvers defense. Matt Taylor up ahead to Jared Massiz. He'll scale it all the way around the boards into an empty right wing corner. 8 minutes left to go in the second period. Gloucester brings it out. Mondello across the line. Long range shot. Easy save by Bublik.
You know, if you're Danvers, you really need to start cashing in on some of these chances. They've dominated the second period, but with nothing to show for it, still the same 2-0 score. Gloucester scores. All of a sudden, you get a brand new game here. If you're Danvers, you've got to find a way to drop the hammer.
Gloucester. In the zone, deflected.
There you go.
Score.
There you go. Tip goal by third line, Derek Hopkins. Rick, that was a shot from the left point that got through traffic. Hopkins was stationed in the slot to Bublik's left. Got the blade of his stick on it and knocked it in. We got a 2-1 hockey game.
Well, Hopkins got it, and it was teed up by Lyons. Liam Lyons was playing back at the left point, so I wonder if that's a change in strategy for Gloucester. But at any rate, they're finally on the board, and they've cut the lead to 2-1. So Hopkins gets the goal for Gloucester. A nice deflection. So it's 2-1. And Gloucester did score against the third line for Danvers. And that might be interesting, Coach. We'll see. Phil. Tremendous check by a Gloucester player on a Danvers player. And another check as Lyons is throwing his weight all over the place. And we're going to send Lyons and possibly Tibbetts to the penalty box. Oh, two Gloucester players. Oh, no. Oh, that's Bush. That's Bush. Gloucester player said something to a kid.
Yeah.
And the referee pulled him off the ice. So it's two penalties on Gloucester, one on Danvers. I don't get that one.
Ooh,
the matching calls were appropriate between Lyons and Tibbetts. But then one of the Gloucester players said something else, Brendan Poliski, and he got whistled off. I don't get that one.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, and it was Poliski that actually took that shot that led to Hopkins' goal. So a little bit of momentum for Gloucester, but now could be squelched with the Danvers foul play.
Oh, it's Poliski, not Lyons. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But we've got Poliski and...
And when they're so close here with the benches, they're still chirping at it.
Poliski and Lyons are both off for Gloucester.
Well, it's Poliski here that's really chirping away.
Yep, and he was.
Yeah, he was.
And Tibbetts is off.
With Tibbetts, yeah.
For Danvers at 7:28.
And you know what? Smart move by his teammate here, Lyons, to...
I saw that.
Move on the inside so that he didn't have a direct sight line with Tibbetts.
Yep.
Kind of maybe cool the flames a little bit. Real nice move by Lyons.
He got between the two combatants. Okay, so a minute and a half on the penalties. I only see one penalty on the board, Phil.
Yeah, I think that these two guys will serve a minute and a half as matching minors, but we're only going to see the Poliski penalty because that's the one that will create the power play.
All right. So it will be 5-on-4. Well, this is like a playoff game right now, mid-season playoff for the Hall of Marbles.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I love it. This is great. You know what I mean?
Well, this is old-fashioned hockey, too.
Yeah, this is, we've both seen hundreds of blowouts in various sports throughout the years, so I love a close game where there's a little bit of animosity and no love lost between the teams. That's great to me.
There's an edge. There's an edge in this one. Face-off to the left of goaltender Poliski, won by Gloucester, and Fisherman's Eddie Mahoney leading the attack with a one-on-one, shoots, score!
Short-handed goal.
Short-handed. We finally have heard from Eddie Mahoney, the other captain. The game is tied at 7:35, short-handed. By Mahoney. He's been pretty quiet throughout the game so far. But Philly took the puck from his own end and outraced Matt Taylor and fired that thing up over the right shoulder of Bublik. Now keep in mind, we still have a minute and 24 seconds left in the penalty. So they were 6 seconds into the shorthanded situation when Gloucester scored. Mento now is back at the right point on the power play. Feeds it forward to Connor Fortell. Back to Mento. Slides it over on the left side to Matt Taylor. He's weaving his way through. Drops it down into the right circle. Gets it right back. Down in the left wing circle to Tibbetts. Back to the point. Nice save. Taylor put the shot on Poliski. Flashed out the stick. Stick side save comes over to Mento. Top of the circle left side. Gives it back to the left point. Taylor shoots through a screen. Players fighting for it out in front. Taken away by Connor Fortell. Back to the left point, Matt Taylor. And feeds it down to Mento, who fired it up out of the ring.
Wow, what a turn of events. We just said Danvers is going to start burying their chances. No sooner do the words leave my mouth than Gloucester scores off the tip. And then a huge, huge shorthanded goal. I mean, the season's 21 minutes old. We've both got a pair of shorties here. This is amazing.
It is. It is. And we've had roughing, and we've had some nastiness and ugliness and pushing and shoving and a lot of heavy body checking.
Merry Christmas to us.
There you go.
This is great.
There's a shot from the point. Doesn't get through. Still in the power play is Danvers. Comes back out to Taylor once again. He'll feed it down the right side to Mento. Across the goal mouth. Goes into the left wing corner to Shulo. Has it. He's busted up. Now it's Enos fighting DeShulo for it. And DeShulo comes away with it. Look out. Mento tees it up. Drops it back. One-timer by Taylor. Save. Loose puck. Still loose. Still loose. Still loose. And it just trickles across the goal mouth and cleared to the sideboards by Enos. And finally, the fishermen clear the zone, and the penalty is over. So now we're back to 5-on-5 with 5:45 left to go in the second period. And this has been quite a hockey period, this one. Falcons had first 5 minutes in complete control. Centering pass, oh, tipped away by Poliski. And we've got a whistle. Poliski intercepted the centering pass. There was a player out in front of him who would have had Poliski dead to rights, but Noah flashed out the stick and was able to deflect the pass away. Faceoff will be in the Danvers end. 2-2 is the score. Goals by Tom Mento, both of them for Danvers, one of them shorthanded. The goals by Gloucester, Hopkins, and Mahoney. And Mahoney's were shorthanded.
That's why this is such a wonderful game. One team can have all the momentum and boom, boom, two lightning strikes, and it's a completely different game here.
Oh, you got to win. You got to fight for every shift.
Yep.
That's what's amazing about hockey. Every shift is a sprint.
And when you don't bury those chances, oftentimes they can come back to hurt you.
Gloucester trying to clear it out of their own end. And they do. Get it into the Danvers zone.
That's Hopkins again. He's hit a little bit of...
Hopkins centering pass. It's loose. It's in the crease. It goes to the sideboard. I don't even have Hopkins on my roster here. Oh, there he is. Yep.
Yeah.
With Cornetta and Noyes.
Definitely had some jump this period.
Third line for Gloucester. And retreating is Brendan Poliski back out on the ice. Gives it over to Enos, who's just circling in his own zone. Bringing it out, gathering momentum. Avoids a check, still with it. Stick handling nicely, right wing side. Avoids another check. He's circling the cage, looking to make a play. Alex Enos still with it. Now he's between the circles. He shoots, and it doesn't quite get through. Oh, yes, it does. It's a save.
You know what, Rick? We're now seeing Danvers defensively doing the same thing that Gloucester was guilty of early on.
They're back on the heels.
They're giving Gloucester way too much space and freedom to move offensively with the puck in the offensive zone. You watch that. Enos did a full 360 lap around the offensive end of the ice before getting a clean shot off. Can't allow that to happen.
Stick save along the ice after a shot from the point. Bublik kicks it aside. 4:27 left to go in the second period. The game is tied at 2. Long right wing feed by the Falcons. Goes into the zone. Danvers trying to form an attack. Can't see who's got it down there. Looks like DiMeglio with it. He does. He's got it. And it's taken away by Brendan Poliski. Comes all the way around to Taylor at the left point. And just trickles out of the zone, cleared by Gloucester.
4 minutes left in this period, and Danvers has got to get that momentum back that they had for the first 6-7 minutes.
Liam Lyons shoots it up high, goes wide. From long range, comes all the way around, and Costanzo drops it back to his own line, gets the return feed. Well, they're going to wave off icing. Costanzo, first man down there, avoids a check. Taylor on him. Centering pass, dead to rights. No goal. Oh, my goodness. Shot from the point. Save. As Bublik has been unbelievable. He absolutely robbed Lyons. Lyons was standing there all by himself, backhanded, couldn't put it home.
Literally alone.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah. All right, Gloucester has to change up. They're wiped out. That gives Danvers a chance. Coming across the line is DiMeglio. Centering pass. Oh, Mento just misses the hat trick as he puts it in on right into the midsection of Poliski.
Things are really getting nasty now.
Well,
got some pushing, got some shoving.
Well, the thing is, you try to be sneaky out there on the ice. You can't be. And both players tried to be.
Well, you know what? We're going to see Mondello in the sin bin here.
Yeah, he got the retaliation.
And
Mento ignited it.
Yeah, that's right. And now they're going to send Mento off too, I think, for matching penalties.
Well, he got, as I was going to say, it's hard to hide out there. And Mento should be. He instigated it.
I'm not sure that Steve Baldessari sees it that way.
Well, he did instigate it, and then he skated away with his back, and he turned just as Mondello was gonna retaliate. He turned, so he got it from behind.
Mento's trying to plead his case, saying he was skating away and wasn't the instigator.
Well, you ever see in a football return when you're blocking and then all of a sudden the guy turns his back and you get blocked from behind? Not that I'm picking on anybody, because this is great.
Well, you know, they haven't opened the door
no,
yet.
No, no, so maybe Mento's not going off.
This would be a first if he talked his way out of it, you know. Two officials are going over everything here with the scorekeepers. They're trying to find out what's going on.
Well, the penalty to Mondello is at 11:46. A very chippy game.
That we know. That we know.
That.
Whether that's retaliatory or not, he'll be in the box. Whether he's joined by a Falcon on the other side is yet to be determined. God, I love this, Rick. This is great stuff. You know,
it is most entertaining.
I mean, geez, if you got to work on a Saturday night, can you beat this?
Well, that's just true.
It's great stuff.
No, I don't think we're going to get a second penalty. I think it's 5-on-4.
You know, I believe that you are right.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that would be a first in 26 years, seeing a call reversed. Because a player pleading his case.
We should point out that there is a very good crowd on hand at the Talbot
Rink. Yeah, there really is.
More Danvers fans have filed in. More Gloucester fans have filed in.
I mean, you're probably looking at what? 700 people here, maybe?
I would think
800 people? Great
nice,
crowd.
Nice
yeah.
crowd. That's Phil Stacey of the Salem News. He's the sports editor at the Salem News. I'm Rick Moore. Our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We will be back live with you on Tuesday, and we'll have our live North Shore Sports Night on Monday. Well, now they're opening up the Danvers penalty box.
Yeah, okay. You know, maybe not meaning to do this, but one thing this delay has caused is maybe tempers cool down a little bit. That might be pie in the sky thinking, but maybe give everybody a chance to settle down a little bit.
Well, this is Mento's second penalty, I believe, and he does come off the ice. So it's 4-on-4, or 5-on-5, what is it? How do they do it in high school? 4-on-4?
4-on-4, Mento's out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-on-5. Matching.
Okay, it is matching.
Yeah. So the Falcons have seen Gloucester roar back in the second period and tie this thing up with 3 minutes left to go. We have Mento and Mondello in the penalty box for each team, respectively, Danvers and Gloucester. Play down in the
And you
Gloucester
know what, Rick, I'm hearing now that both players have gotten misconducts. So that means that's going to be 9.5 minutes that they're going to be out.
Well, you know what, Phil? It's not a bad thing in terms of where this game could be headed. Tibbetts is checked into the right wing corner by Enos on a clean check, but it's kept in at the right point by Mullaney, taken away by Gloucester. Costanzo, 2-on-1. He's got Mahoney with him.
Nice.
Oh, and a terrific defensive play.
Yeah.
Who was that? Colin Desmond.
That was a real nice play by
Desmond.
Oh,
absolutely.
Going down.
Broke up the 2-on-1. A lot of open ice right now as both teams change up. Enos gets the pass from Mahoney. And they're just playing catch right now behind the Gloucester cage. That's pretty dangerous.
Well, the penalty hurts Danvers certainly because it takes their player that scored twice tonight out of the game until halfway through the third period. Of course, Mondello will also be out for that amount of time, but you got to think that's a win for Gloucester in that situation.
Hopkins' shot was gloved. That was labeled top left-hand corner, gloved by Bublik. Robbie Horn, centering pass, trying to hook up with Luke Harris, just missed connections. From the left point, Enos keeps it in. He's down low now. No, it's not Enos. I'm sorry. It's Eric Chalmers. Chalmers circling, trying to get it back to Hopkins. Cops over his stick and comes to center ice. Alex Enos with it. Looking for a feed over to Luke Harris. He's at center ice right now. Hopkins avoids the check and gets it into the Gloucester end. Down to 1:10. Second period, 2-2. Gloucester has the puck, centering pass, score!
Wow.
Costanzo, in the slot, got fed from behind. Left-hand corner, wide open. Costanzo put it home.
Talk about a complete turnaround this period. Crazy the way that went in.
I don't know who fed Costanzo, but nobody was blocking him in the crease.
Nope.
He was in the slot, and it was an easy goal for him. Now it's 3-2. This goal comes at 13:55. Three straight goals by Gloucester. Hopkins at 7:03. Mahoney at 7:35. Costanzo at 13:55. And again, that's with Minto in the penalty box. Inside of a minute in the second period. Play is at center ice. Nobody controlling at the moment. Danvers closing shot. Score! Watch Tibbetts.
The goal by Tibbetts, yeah.
Tibbetts stole the puck, fired it up high by the glove, the swiping glove of Kalisky, and it's tied once again.
Terrific play by Tibbetts. Way down in the lower right-hand circle. Pick that top corner. Did Danvers need that goal, Rick? My goodness.
Yep. This goal comes at 14-17.
And that was 22 seconds after Costanza had given Gloucester its first lead. Crazy action here.
It is. And these guys remind me, the Falcons student body, of a basketball game last year that they attended at Gloucester High School. Very similar behavior, very enthusiastic. Alexinas trying to close, gives it to Costanzo, 26 seconds left to go. Cleared out to center ice. We're down to 22 seconds. Mahoney with it, drops it, gets it back to Enos, to Costanzo. Liam Lyons with it. Centering pass. Oh, it doesn't go home. Mahoney couldn't get it. In the slot, Costanzo's blocked. Gloucester with all kinds of chances right now. Back to the right point. Shot. Save along the ice. And the period expires. Whew, thank goodness we got to catch our breath here. All right, we'll take a break.
Wow, what a period. Let's catch our breath here.
How about
thank
that,
goodness.
Huh? After two, it is Danvers 3 and Gloucester 3. We will take a break and come back with some stuff for you and the third period in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Well, this is a high school rivalry, if you ever have seen one. Danvers and Gloucester in mid-season form, going at it in so many different ways, and after two periods of play at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, it is all tied up at three. The Falcons took a 2-0 lead in the first period thanks to two goals by Tommy Mento. He scored at 8:32, the first goal of the year, and that was shorthanded, an absolute beauty. And they got another beauty at 12:19, even strength, and after one period of play, it was 2-0. Let's see, three penalties in that first period, a couple to Danvers and one to Gloucester. So 2-0, and then Danvers with a real big edge in zone play for a good third of that second period before Gloucester finally got on the board. And that was due to a terrific rush by Eddie Mahoney, shorthanded, about midway through the period. Mahoney ignited the Gloucester offense, and he got the thing going with a nice breakaway goal, shorthanded about 7 seconds after the penalties were called, and put Gloucester on the board. Oh, I'm sorry, that was the tying goal. Before that, at 7:03, 32 seconds before that, it was third liner scoring for Gloucester on a redirect, Derek Hopkins getting the goal. So that put Gloucester on the board. And then just a couple of seconds later, it was Mahoney breaking out of his end, firing up the Gloucester offense and tying the game at two. And then at 13:55, Sal Costanzo scored all alone, out in front, all by himself. A couple of times, as a matter of fact, but he finally scored, making it 3-2 Gloucester at that point. And then just 22 seconds later, as Phil mentioned,
yep.
Gloucester sees Tibbetts come back for Danvers. That first line just firing on all cylinders, although Tibbetts is on the second line. Tibbetts scoring for the Falcons, tying it up at 14-17.
I can give you some assists there in the second period if you'd like.
Let's do it.
All right, on that first goal by Derek Hopkins, yep, that cut the Danvers lead to 2-1.
Yep.
Defenseman Brendan Pulisky with the assist. He took that shot from the left point that Hopkins tipped in. Of course, the shorthanded goal by Eddie Mahoney was unassisted,
yep,
for Gloucester. Costanzo with the go-ahead goal, as you mentioned, with a 1:05 left in the second period. Liam Lyons earned the apple on that one.
Okay.
And two helpers on the Rob Tibbetts goal. Nick DeSciullo, his center, and fellow captain and defenseman Declan Gill.
Okay, thank you.
So there we go.
Thank you very much. And
You
want to share your shots on goal?
I would be happy to. They were 11-9 that period for the Falcons. Now, again, I would have thought that Gloucester had the edge in shots that period. Almost reversal of the first period. But for the game, 19 shots for Danvers, 16 shots for Gloucester. That means that Noah Pulisky has 16 saves for the Fishermen. Igor Bublik with 13 for Danvers.
Phil, in pro hockey, they have a statistic called scoring chances.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how that is tallied? How do you rate, or how do you find or tally a scoring chance?
You know, somebody that's much smarter than me and has much more access to video review and placement on the ice and things like that, I think they probably designate areas like a radius within the goal, what would be considered a scoring chance.
Uh-huh.
You know, whether it's in the slot, maybe down beneath the circles, and I should say beneath the dots inside the circles, areas where the probability of scoring would be better than, say, if you were top of the circle or up by the blue line or along the boards, things like that.
That's one I don't like, because the scoring chance could be, you know, a guy's in the slot and he fires it wide, but they're saying, okay, because he was all by himself, it was a scoring chance. Whereas a shot on goal, even though they can be misleading, the whole point of it is, if there's nobody in the net, the puck can go in the net. That's a shot on
goal. That's right, yeah. So. You're right. I mean, it is crazy, and it's probably arbitrary. I'm sure the National Hockey League or the NCAA has their own way of doing things like that. But it is a pretty arbitrary process. It's not something that you can, you know, as somebody who's a mathematician can say, well, you know, the probability from here is 82%, but, you know, if you're down back by the kick plate here, it's 6% kind of thing.
Busy time for you guys now in the transition between fall and winter, oddly enough, because you're putting together so many all-star teams and features and so on. I would think that's a little bit harder sometimes than covering games.
You know, it is, and it's funny you mention that, because I think that sometimes people who read the newspaper don't always see that, but we actually can be much busier in between seasons than we are actually once the games start. I mean, I don't want to say this is easy, but this is the fun part. Mm-hmm. You know, you're out at games, you're talking to people, you're reporting scores, things like that. It's the in-between stuff, because you're looking at the past when you're doing All-Stars, like, let's find out who did what here and let's recap the year, but we also need to look ahead to the next season. So while we were doing, wrapping up our Thanksgiving stuff, we were trying to put together All-Star teams for the other fall sports, bring our All-Stars, in our case at the Salem News, into the newspaper, fill out information sheets, have your photos taken, whatnot, while we're also calling winter coaches, and hey, I realize it's really early, but we need a quick snapshot of what the season's going to look like, who are your captains, when do you begin, that sort of thing. So thankfully that's all behind us. The games have now begun. You got Christmas on the horizon. Everybody taking a little bit of time off, so we'll be a little bit shorthanded for the rest of the year, but that's okay, because hey, you know what? It's a time to be with family and friends foremost. So we'll get to the games, but we'll also be spending time with family and, looking forward to the holidays.
So where's Nick tonight? Nick Kukru of the Gloucester Times.
You know, Nick being a new dad once again, second time for Nick and his wife. Nick obviously covers the Fishermen, but I said, you know what? You're not going to get too many Saturday nights off, so take Saturday off. I'm more than happy to do it. I had to leave an engagement party for my brother-in-law, but he's very understanding, and he knows that hockey's my thing, and God love my wife, who knows that I'm gone pretty much all winter at the rink. I reintroduced myself to her in March. So,
what a nice boss you are.
Yeah, yeah.
What a nice boss. But they do, and, you know, it's funny, Phil. I've been doing this for a long, 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 long time.
Yes.
As Bill has, and the wives and family they know we got little boys inside of us, and they let it go, and I appreciate that.
They are the hidden stars, if you will. I mean, I would never be, out at 8:30 on a Saturday night in Saugus covering a game if I had somebody that wasn't supportive back home, as I know that you understand and a lot of us do. So,
as Gloucester comes out back on the ice, Bill, what do you see in the NEC this year in hockey? How does it stack up?
You know, I would say off the bat, it looks like it's Marbleheads to lose in the north, and I think that Gloucester is probably the favorite down in the NEC South, but, you know, Winthrop, when are they not good? They're always good. I think they're going to give Marblehead a run for their money. I think TBD has aspirations of, fighting for a north title. I think Danvers and Beverly want to make noise in the north. You know, maybe not much expected from either of them, but they want to show what they can do, and after Gloucester, I think there's a pack of teams in the south, the Salems, the Swampscotts, Revere, even the Lynn Jets, who feel as though they have tournament aspirations in them. So I think there really aren't going to be, with the possible exception of Marblehead, there isn't going to be one team that stands atop the pack, which should make for great hockey all the way through. And, as a fan, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Now, I got to ask you, as we're still waiting for Danvers to come back on the ice, how is it that Salem and Manchester Essex are in the same division in football? That one is a little beyond me.
Salem and Manchester Essex in hockey?
No, in football.
In football.
Next year, that redesign.
Yeah. I guess that is based solely on, not obviously having a say in it. Based on past performance, I mean, Salem, size-wise, is a Division III school. Talent-wise, they're just not.
Participation, yeah.
They're just not. Let's put it this way. Everett High School is a powerhouse in football. In hockey, they are not. Same amount of boys to choose from in the school,
but
their program is not Division I worthy as it is in football. So I think along those lines, Salem is probably where they should be, at least for right now, as they look to build.
All right, I know you're going to have to leave during the third period and bug out, so please go when you need to. But
thank you.
Hang on as long as you get. No, thank you, Phil. I appreciate you.
I love doing this with you, and I'm always happy when you're asking me. So.
Oh, that's great. It's been fun tonight, so I appreciate
you.
You're doing this, and you got the expertise. As we start the third period, Let's see. We got matching penalties. What were those, misconducts, you say?
Yes, roughing minors and then 7.5-minute misconducts.
That would be to Mondello of Gloucester to Mento of Danvers, as we have begun the third period with the play in the Gloucester end. And got a second line out there for Danvers as Tibbet steals it, goes just outside the line as McEachern couldn't quite keep it in. So for Danvers, it's DeShulio, Nick DeShulio, James McEachern, and Rob Tibbetts up front. And Gloucester counters with Liam Lyons at center, Sal Costanzo left wing, Eddie Mahoney right wing. Faceoff will be back into the Danvers end on a deliberate offside, apparently. That's weird.
Should mention that while both teams have shorthanded goals, Rick, neither one has scored on either of their power play opportunities.
Yep. Glad you pointed that out. So the faceoff to the right of Bublik, and Gloucester wins it, keeps it in. Enos slaps it down. Centering pass over to Liam Lyons. He shoots it just wide. That was Mahoney, actually. I always get 23 and 22 mixed up. Well, their shirts get wrinkled.
Yes, they do. They get wrinkled, and, you know.
Yeah, you can't see the numerals.
I wouldn't say we have 20-20 vision, either.
No, well, I know I don't. I'll tell you that. McEachern across the line. He fires it up into the chest of Polinski, who holds on.
Well, I see a couple things that are going to determine this game, and I say that assuming we're not going to end in a tie. But Gloucester, they have to keep attacking the net. That's what got them success in the second period with those three goals. Throw it on net, go after the puck, make something happen. But Danvers, it's back to burying those chances that they get. First of all, creating those chances that they lost in the latter half of the second period, but putting them away when the chances do come up.
All right, play resumes at center at the moment, and Gloucester's third line is on the ice, countered by third line for Danvers. Interesting matchup, and Hopkins for Gloucester takes a check and returns the feed to Declan Gill, and the Falcons will turn it around and bring it the other way. Justin Nadeau with it sliding along that right wing side.
Pertel
is out there with the third line. Massiz and Cooper Adrian.
They're actually, you know what I think it is Massiz is taking the spot of Mento on the first line.
Thank you. You are correct, and play is still in the Gloucester end, but Alex Enos will take it out. Here he goes, putting on the jets. He's all by himself, flying toward the goal. Pad save, and down the slot comes, who is that? On the right wing side for Gloucester was Eric Chalmers.
I want to say that was Lyons coming down that side.
Well, Chalmers tees it up now from the left point, and it's blocked in front, and it's cleared out by the Falcons.
Comes Gill with it.
Declan Gill bringing it across the line. And he's taken the puck is taken away by Chalmers, who slides it over to Enos. Played about a minute and a half in this third period. The game is tied. Sort of everybody collecting their breath at the moment here, getting ready for a big finish in this third period.
I get the sense that at some point we're going to get back to that second period cauldron. I don't necessarily mean physicality at a rough stop, but just intensity-wise.
Yeah, I think so, too. As soon as they get their legs back from the break. Right now, the play is all at center ice. It'll be cleared into the Danvers end. Gloucester changes up, so the Falcons will bring it out. Oh, listen to the... That's first I've heard from the Gloucester contingent.
Exactly.
I don't know what they were saying, but...
GHS,
okay.
Yes.
That's first time they've been vocal. Now the Falcons return.
They return fire. Oh, turn over here. Tibbet, save.
You can do the play-by-play, Phil. I don't mind.
I'm actually confused. Terrible at play-by-play. I just happen to look up and see it.
And I was watching the crowd. But it is in the Gloucester end. Here comes Tibbetts again. Backhand.
Off the post.
That was Pertel.
Backhand off that near post, Rick.
With Tibbetts with him. Comes back to the left point. Kept in by Mullaney. Down low. Pertel has it. Centering pass. Tibbetts alone.
Save.
Gets stuff at home. Open net. Pile of players and it's covered up. Wow. Sticks high.
And did we call it or did we call it?
You did.
Well, you know, needless of the extracurricular activity here, that was a big couple of saves by Polinski on Robert Tibbetts out front. He had the shot from the slot that he stopped, allowed the rebound. There was some confusion out front. Tibbetts worked his way out front, was knocked down, but still got his stick on the puck, and Polinski was able to stop it with his pads before covering up for the rebound.
This is like a gas stove, not an electric stove.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's on simmer, and then bang, the heat goes up.
That's a great
Oh man,
great analogy.
Here we go. Gloucester bringing it out of the zone. Falcons recovering in at center ice with DiMeglio across the line and Pertel with him. Again, Mento still in the penalty box. DiMeglio fighting for the puck. Midboards right side, halfway in the zone. Comes back to the right point, kept in, and it's blocked by Eddie Mahoney. Mahoney was just that one rush tonight, but it was a beauty for a goal. Trying to sneak away to Costanzo. He's in a foot race, still with it. Stick Haley and scores! A terrific play by Costanzo, outracing Matt Taylor and holding onto the puck. Take the forehand, put the backhand by Bublik, and it's 4-3, Gloucester.
Gloucester has really been able to take advantage of a young, inexperienced Danvers defense tonight. That is at least a half dozen times they've gotten a step behind those blue liners, and this time he makes them pay, as you said. Forehand, backhand, knocks it home. 4-3 Fisherman.
At full speed, too. Well, Danvers has answered back every time so far tonight. It's and a long, long way to go. So, Lions and DeSciulio were in a little scrum just a minute ago.
Yep.
With forearm shivers on each other. Now Hopkins for Gloucester fighting for the puck in the Danvers end, but it comes all the way around to the left wing side and it'll be cleared out by the Falcons. Bringing across the line is DeSciulio. He's still with it, left wing side. Poke check back out to center ice. Tracked down by Colin Desmond in his own zone. Gets it over to the right wing side and teed up by Mullaney. Long range, save by Poliski, and he'll hold on. Lions with the assist. So Costanzo gets the go-ahead goal at 3:59. And Liam Lyons, the assist. Backhander score by Danvers. That one broke through, a long backhander.
Another one by Tibbetts.
Yep, and it just broke through the pads. The game is tied once again.
Absolutely crazy. Crazy, crazy. Costanzo scores to put Gloucester up 3-2 into the second. Tibbetts responds before the period ends. Same thing again.
A beauty.
Looks like we're having some fans escorted out of here.
I don't know. I don't hope these aren't Gloucester fans. Oh, these are Danvers fans. They went down to the Gloucester zone.
Yeah.
That's the Gloucester Police Resource Officer, Mike Scola. He's a terrific, terrific guy.
And those
loves
are definitely
kids.
Some Danvers football players.
Yep.
That I can see from this point.
He's just pushing them back to the Danvers side of the... That's all. Mike will do everything he can to take care of the kids. Long range shot goes up high. Enos, another slap shot from the left point goes wide. Yeah, Officer Scola does an amazing job, Phil. He's a great guy, too.
Well, I think I'm sure...
But they are leaving, yep.
From what you are saying, he knows that tensions run high and, you know, sometimes just got to get these guys out of here, which is what he's doing now.
Well, the basketball game last year is we have a stoppage in play that may be a penalty. At the basketball game last year, the principal and the AD from Gloucester just went over and talked to the kids, the Danvers kids. And they were perfect. I mean, they were yelling and screaming for their team. All right, we got a cross check here on somebody. Gloucester penalty. That'll give Danvers a man advantage. Penalty coming at 5:20. And in the penalty box is Luke Harris for Gloucester. So, Costanzo, the lead goal at 3:59. Tibbetts answering for Danvers a short time later, but Danvers now in the man advantage. DeSciulio shoots it, and...
Save there?
Yeah, Poliski, he makes the save, but he still got it. Pertel does. Connor Pertel loses it. Now it comes back to the right point. And Taylor has it. He's going to tee it up. No, he closes, sends it down to the left corner. Gets it back, does Pertel... I mean, Taylor, excuse me. Taylor bounces it off the boards, right wing side to DeSciulio, trying to center it, and there's a score. Goal by Pertel. DiMeglio shot it. The rebound came right to Pertel. He put it home.
Yep. And Davis has the lead back. DiMeglio with his first varsity goal. Constant pressure there on the power play by the Fishermen. by the Falcons, and you had a feeling that they might cash in there, and that's exactly what happened.
Was it Demeglio or Pertel who got the goal?
Demeglio knocked it in.
All right. Well, now the score is 5-4. This goal is a power play goal coming at 5:55. We still have 9 minutes to go.
Yeah.
So, three quick goals here in this third period. Oh, the Shula got the assist.
And they gave it to Pertel.
Yeah, I thought he got it, but whatever.
Oh, big save there.
Yep, as Gloucester is on the attack right now.
Yep, that was Costanza going for the hat trick.
All right, Enos in a foot race with Tibbetts. And now it's a two-on-one potential for Danvers, but it's offside, delayed offside. So Falcons will have to retreat, allow Enos to bring it out to center ice. Stick handles away from a Falcon. Still with it, right wing side all by himself. Shoots, saved by Bublik in the chest, comes back to the right wing corner. Foster still with it in the offensive zone. Now the Falcons have it. Chris Mullaney gets it up ahead, but not out. Kept in at the left point by Brendan Poliski. And now Danvers is able to clear. Feed a little bit too far ahead, and it's checked to the sideboards by Eric Chalmers. Across the line, Gloucester with a 3-on-2, and it's broken up as Robbie Horn tried to center it, looking for Mondello. I don't know what's going on. I couldn't see it. Penalty coming up on Gloucester. That's what it is. There it is. Another penalty on Gloucester. And this is against Robbie Horn. So this penalty comes at 7:19.
Lots of process here.
We had a game like this, I think it was last year, it was maybe the year before, Salem and Gloucester.
Okay.
And it was like 20 goals between the two teams.
That's right, 9-6 I think it was, something.
Oh, it was crazy,
crazy,
yeah.
Crazy like that.
Crazy. I think somebody took a timeout as well. Well, we'll catch our breath here.
Yes.
5-4, Danvers now leading with two goals in this period. Tibbetts and Pertel.
Pertel's not having any.
Pertel's
for
at
the
five.
First two periods, that's right.
Yeah. And a lot of penalties to process. So there is a timeout.
Got to try to get those assists for you, too.
Double minor, Phil, or a major. No, it's a major, right? Four minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's been disqualified. Number 7 for Gloucester, Robbie Horn, has left the ice. And I think he's been disqualified. We'll have to see. Unless he's going in for an equipment repair. So it's a four-minute penalty.
They're serenading him, yeah.
Four-minute penalty. A major. The DQ? Is it a DQ?
Yeah, Damus will be on the power play for 4 minutes now. He got the gate.
All right, so we'll see if Horn comes back. Well, this could be a real clincher for the Falcons. Yeah, game misconduct, yep. Well, there's a shot through a screen by DeChulio, but a rather routine save that time by Poliski. And he hangs on. So it's a game misconduct as well as the major. 3:40 left in the penalty. Remember in high school there are 90-second penalties, and you get a major, a four-minute major. That one goes just wide as Danvers is applying the pressure. Tibbetts, Rob Tibbetts fighting for it. Drops it back to the point. Gets it over to Taylor at center point.
And they do finally have Mento back out there.
Open net feed to DeChulio. He shot it wide. Danvers just toying with the puck right now and finally cleared out by Gloucester. First time they've been able to get it out of the zone. Brendan Poliski was able to knock it down to the Danvers end. Long way to go in the penalty. So 3:03 left to go in the Danvers power play, and they lead 5-4 with 6:40 left to go in the game. There's Mento with fresh legs now after sitting out a good portion of the second and third periods. centering pass.
Oh.
Tibbetts can't come up with it. Cleared out to center.
That was actually stopped by a defenseman for Gloucester. He prevented a goal there.
And Taylor tees it up and shoots it wide.
I think that was Alex Ennis that prevented that goal.
And here comes Ennis fighting for the puck. Can't get to it. That time Taylor beat him to it. And we have
offside.
Yep. Delayed offside. So Falcons will have a chance to clear it. They do. Here we go. Stolen by Chalmers. He'll just send it into an empty right wing corner. Still 2:19 left to go in the man advantage for Danvers.
No rush here for them. Take your time. Get set up.
James McEachern gets bumped off the puck. And the fishermen are able to clear it. Luke Harris scales all the way down. 2 minutes left in the power play. Winding up is Mento. Here he comes. Long strides across the ice. Being bothered by Lyons. Has to stop at the point. Drops it back to Taylor, who is dumped by Lyons. And now it's a foot race down on the other end as Mento will go back for it. And Eddie Mahoney tries to get to it. But Matt Taylor comes back to help out. Kept in by Gloucester. Lyons knocks down Taylor. And Gloucester gets it back. Fairly decent penalty killing for the last 30 seconds for Gloucester, but it's in their own zone, and they're able to clear it. Minute and 24 seconds left in the man advantage for Danvers.
And we're down to 5 minutes in this game where it's still up for grabs. Anything can happen.
Yep. Gloucester trailing by a goal, and they're able to clear it once again. Danvers forming up in their own zone, but taken away by Mondello. Two players on him, and Mondello is able to send it down deeper. Gloucester doing some good forechecking right now to try to kill a penalty. They're keeping it in the Danvers end. Mondello fighting for it, but it comes out to center. Here comes Mento. He's got Tibbetts on the right. Two players on Mento. They send him into the boards, and it's taken away by Costanzo, who circles his cage. Drops it back, but it's kept in at the right point by the Falcons. Mento can't keep it in. And Danvers will have to clear the zone. 29 seconds left in the man advantage. Mento still out there for the whole power play. He's been out there for the entire 3.5 minutes. Now he comes off the ice.
He should be fresh, as you mentioned.
Well, yeah. 18 seconds left in the power play, but Danvers pressuring a shot. Oh, covered up by Poliski. On the doorstep was DiMeglio, set up nicely by Pertel, I think.
Awful lot of missed opportunities. I feel like we're repeating ourselves here from early in the second period. If Danvers allows Gloucester to come back and tie this game, they are going to be kicking themselves for several missed opportunities on this four-minute major.
That has to hurt with skates on.
Yeah, and you can hear the Danvers coaches saying, my God, put the puck away. It's right there.
10 seconds still in the power play. It's at the left point by Desmond. He sends it down deep, gets it right back. Colin Desmond, center point, backhanded feed to the right point. Penalty is over. And Costanzo is on the ice now as the fifth man for Gloucester. Cleared out to center ice. Can't be kept in by Desmond. So he'll give it over to Chris Mullaney. Mullaney gets it back to Desmond in his own zone. We're down to 3:21 left to go in the game. 5-4 Danvers on top. Terrific opener for a high school hockey game. Mullaney. Chip pass ahead, left wing side, Costanzo, slap shot goes wide. Enos, right point, keeps it in. Down low it goes, right wing corner. Centering pass, Costanzo looking for Lyons, can't do it, and it's taken away by Danvers. Falcons bring it right back out, McEachern across the line. Still with it, shoots it, saved by Poliski. Easy save, soft shot, another save, rebound, save, another one by Poliski. As on the doorstep was McEachern again. Danvers putting the pressure on now. Again a shot, this time from the left side by DeShulo, and it's a save by Noah Poliski, who hangs on.
That's 23 saves now, Rick, for Poliski in this game. And he's had to stay sharp here. His team trailing by one, under 3 minutes to play. Another Danvers goal here is essentially the nail in the coffin. So he's going to be at his best when the stakes are highest here.
I don't think he's feeling too well. He's got his head down on the net. Shoulders are slumped.
Well, I mean, it's been an awful lot of traffic around his crease. You wonder if he got ran or...
Oh, you know what? I think he was just fixing the cage.
Okay.
I think that's all he was doing. Now, we'll have another timeout. This has to be Gloucester's. No, this one's Danvers. Gloucester had the first one. Well, nobody's leaving, Phil, and this is a nice Hanukkah present or early Christmas present, however you want to wrap it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for an opener that started out a little ragged, it's been terrific over the last 30 or so minutes. Up and down, some real feisty play. I mean, definite chippiness, no question about that. We've had three misconducts, one player tossed. But, you know, it's a one-goal game. We got 158 seconds to go. You got to figure that if it stays this way for another minute or so, Gloucester is going to pull Pulisky with the hopes of tying this game. So a lot of anticipation for these final 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
You got to like the passion that these kids have and the coaches have. Terrific hockey game.
Yeah, fans have been into it. It's a great opener for both teams.
And I didn't see the spear. That might have been considered dirty. But everything else, I don't think it's been dirty. It's just been plain-ass passion and chippiness and tough hockey.
I'm not saying that we've had the meeting of the choir boys out here, but it's been clean for the most part.
This ain't the two chess teams, I don't think.
No.
All right, here we go. We're down to 2:30, Chess Club. Mundello intercepts in the slot, gets it out of the zone, right wing feed to Hopkins. Gangly freshman across the line. Shot is saved along the ice by Bublik. He saw it through the screen. Right back come the Falcons. We're down to 2:14 left to go. Alex Enos for Gloucester. He's had numerous rushes on offense for the Fishermen, but he loses it. And the Falcons are able to keep it in. But Enos will set up shot behind his cage. 2 minutes left in the game. Here he goes. Weaving through everybody. Alex Enos on the rush. 1-on-3. Enos shoots. Goes just wide. He's got a terrific wrist shot.
Yeah, he's probably the best pure skater on the ice, too.
Absolutely. And this shot goes out of the rink. Chalmers from the left side.
I'm not so sure that Bublik didn't get a part of his body on that. He may have.
Okay. Wow, minute 48 left to go.
1:48, and they have decided to pull Pulisky for the extra skater. This is a bold strategy. No timeout available. Six skaters on the ice for the Fishermen. If you're Danvers, obviously you don't want to ice the puck. But certainly if you can gain the red line, you're going to dump it in with a chance to score in that open net.
All right, first line out there for Gloucester. Enos at the right point, shoots. Where is it? It's in the midsection in the glove. Oh, Bublik.
Saved by Bublik in traffic, yeah, and that was a rising shot. I think that he was trying to get it on net there. That was Enos at the point,
yeah.
I believe.
Yep.
But, maybe got a tip, get a rebound, but covered up by Bublik.
Brendan Pulisky, left point, keeps it in, down low to Mahoney, circling the cage is Lyons. He's going to bounce it off the boards, trying to get it to Enos, but here comes Danvers. And it's just kept in by Gloucester. Mahoney closing, centering pass, shot. Oh, and it's a save by Bublik. As I'm going to tell you something, Chalmers had him dead to rights. Had that open corner, and Bublik made the save.
You know, it's all about opportunity, Rick. And in late game situations like that, you either capitalize or you watch them go by the wayside. And right there, golden opportunity for the Fishermen to tie it that went by the wayside.
Face off to the right of Bublik, and we have a timeout.
Timeout Gloucester. Didn't believe they had one left.
Well, okay, I'm confused. Anyway, it is a timeout Gloucester. And again, great atmosphere here tonight. I want to commend once again Gloucester Police Officer Mike Scola. He's the resource officer at the high school. A bunch of Danvers kids went over to the Gloucester student body. I'm not sure they were doing anything wrong, but they were over there.
Yeah, I don't think they were going over there to say Merry Christmas.
Well, Officer Scola escorted them out.
And you know, it's if they were just razzing them, that's one thing. But I mean, hey, we're all the way across the ice. We don't know what's going
on. Right.
I'm sure he made the right call in defusing a potential ugly situation, which you don't need. There are families here. We see plenty of kids in the stands. You know, time and a place.
Phil, you've played sports, and you know what? You get heated. Sometimes you get angry with a friend.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
get pushy,
yeah.
you get shovey, and maybe even swing
yeah,
over
yeah.
there. But you leave it there. That's it. Once the game is over, it's over.
One of my brothers is 21 months younger than me. We got into more fist fights playing one-on-one basketball or,
sure. You
know, wiffle ball or you name it. But you know what? At the end of the day, that was it. You played. you're done, over with. And you're going to find a way, in this case, to leave it on the ice, to leave it in the stands.
And the Gloucester Danvers football teams did exactly that on Thanksgiving Day. A very heated game, a very hotly contested game.
Hey, you know what? Gloucester won.
They shook hands.
Power to them. They deserve it. Danvers had a great season. Let it be. We're on to hockey.
All right. And Danvers leading 5-4 in this one. Enos has it, just able to keep it in at the line. Empty net for Gloucester. Enos, right point. Tries to put it through a screen. Bounces
that got
around.
Through. That got through.
It did, and Costanzo almost chipped it home. Minute left to go in the game. Again, empty net for Gloucester. Enos at the right point. He's got a really sneaky shot from that right point, too. Now it goes down low. Costanzo, the Lions, up close, up tight, loose puck. Where is it? Everybody fighting for it. Here come the Falcons. They've got a shot now. It's Mento with it at center ice, being bothered by Costanzo, who is hooking him and holding onto him and gets away with it. Enos returns it right back. Left wing feed, too far ahead for Brendan Pulisky. Drops it back to the left point, and now it's a breakout for Danvers. Oh, they lose it! They lose the puck. It would have been a two-on-none. And Gloucester right across the line with Chalmers, 22 seconds left. And it's cleared away by the Falcons, and
just wider than
it's
that.
Icing with 16 seconds left.
You know what? When the Danvers coaches go back and watch this game tape, the number one thing they're going to be talking about is defensive zone coverage. It has been faulty. It has been leaky. Thank God for Igor Bublik and that net. A great save on Costanzo that kept his team, I should say, ahead by one goal. Costanzo found himself, again, all alone in that slot. And Bublik with the big save with about 45 seconds left.
16 seconds left. Play is underway. Stolen by Mento. Here he comes. He's got a clear shot at the goal. Tees it up and hit the post. Hit the left post with 6 seconds left, and that'll do it. And there it is.
That's
it. Costanzo across the line. A great game. Great hockey game. Won by the Danvers Falcons, 5-4.
That is the first win for new head coach Steve Baldessari. Congratulations to him. First varsity win for Igor Bublik. Nice going for the sophomore goaltender. And a great game on both sides, Rick.
Yep.
I think both teams can really look ahead to successful seasons, at least based on what we saw here today. Right. Really,
Phil,
really nice
gonna watch
game.
We're going to watch the handshake, and I think it's going to be civil. I think it's, I think as much as the chipping and all this other stuff goes on, I think these both sets of athletes respect each other and what they do out here, and it's a very appropriate good sportsmanlike line right now. So congratulations to Steve Baldessari and the Danvers Falcons as Coach Baldessari gets his first win as the head coach. A tough one down here in Gloucester, and for the Fishermen, tough one to lose, but they played well. It's a 5-4 finish. Well, Phil, thank you.
Thank you, Rick, and
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And I will
see you again.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Phil Stacey. I'm just going to wrap this up with the scoring, and I invite you to check out Phil's column. Column in the paper on Monday on this game, as he'll have all the scoring replays and the exciting coverage of this one. Too many penalties to go over here, but the scoring went like this. Dan Mento for Danvers at 8:32 of the first, a shorthanded goal, 1-0 Falcons. Mento came right back at 12:19 of the first. Pertel and Demiglio, Christian Demiglio, the assist at 12:19, 2-0 Falcons at that point. Gloucester scored in the second period at 7:03 as Derek Hopkins scored with Brendan Pulisky getting the assist at 7:03, 2-1 Danvers in the second. And then Eddie Mahoney scoring his first goal of the season, a shorthanded, unassisted effort at 7:35, and that tied the game at 2. Sal Costanzo put Gloucester ahead at 13:55, 3-2, with Liam Lyons getting the assist, but Danvers came right back, Rob Tibbetts scoring with DeSciulio and Declan Gill getting the assist at 14:17, and it was tied 3-3 after 2. In the third period, Gloucester broke the tie as Costanzo scored his second goal of the night with Liam Lyons getting the assist at 3:59, but then Rob Tibbetts tied it at 4:37 for Danvers, and then Pertel, Connor Pertel, got the game winner at 5:55 with DeSciulio the assist. So that's where it ended, 5-4 in favor of the Falcons. We'll have more games coming up on Tuesday with basketball and Wednesday with hockey, so make sure you check out the website for our broadcast. On behalf of Phil Stacy, the sports editor of the Salem Evening News, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. Have a great weekend. Final score from the O'Malley Rink, from the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester. It is Danvers 5 and Gloucester 4.
This is NSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.